Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
While there may be a lot of gloom and doom, there's still hope, and certainly there's always hope because with God, all things are possible. Put another way, there is nothing impossible for God. We're going to be talking about hope for America on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, there was an article that was written by Don Fetter. Don is a Jew who wrote this article and said seven reasons to hope for America. And we're going to touch on some of these because some of these I think we need to remind ourselves with respect to. Number one, he says, and not in any particular order, but number one on his article, there's an explosion of conservatism with regards to activism. He says that according to the latest Gallup poll, 38% of Americans are self-identified conservatives against only 24% who call themselves liberals and 34% who call themselves moderates. He says, even after 6.5 years of the most dogmatically leftist, and I would say radical, administration in our history, the mainstream media shamelessly promoting the policies and Hollywood casting conservatives and Judeo-Christian people of faith and values in a very negative light, we still have well over a third of Americans that say that they adhere to conservative values. I would say that even those, Matt, that say that they're moderates still have Judeo-Christian values. Some of their policies may not be connected in their mind correctly, but I think that we still have a core group of people in America that's ready for a positive change, not the hope and change that President Obama ultimately promised, because that ultimately is a destruction of our Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. You know, number two, and I like this one, I know you do too, as a big proponent of the Second Amendment. Number two is America is awash in firearms. He says, God bless America. Thomas Jefferson wrote, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. He says, America has the highest per capita gun ownership in the world, 88.8 per 100 residents in 2014 against 30.8 for Canada and 31.2 for France. And Matt, as you know, there are actually more firearms in the United States of America than there are people. And in this day and age, with fear of ISIS coming here and reacting and so forth, you know, they had just had this huge biker rally with Waco-type bikers here, not the criminal, the violent type, but motorcycle bikers in Washington, D.C., where tens of thousands of them showed up. Many of these guys are packing guns lawfully under their Second Amendment rights, you know, and in the South, you see these pickup trucks, you know, with the flags and everything. You know, God bless America. God bless the Second Amendment. That is encouraging.
It is, you know, and just look at some of the talk shows as well. You have Rush Limbaugh has an audience of 13.25 million, Sean Hannity, 12.5 million. There's 7 million each for the Glenn Beck program and the Mark Levin show, 5.2 million for the Savage Nation. The only liberal talk show in Talkers Magazine list of the most listened to radio programs is Tom Hartman, and he has a weekly audience of only 2 million. MSNBC is losing its viewership and is in a crisis right now. You know, with what you just talked about, 88.8 per 100 residents in 2014 had a firearm against 30.8% for 30.8 for Canada and 31.2 in France. So, you know, we have the largest civilian army, if you will, in the world. Now, moving on. Despite the relentless secular attacks, number three, America is still connected to its Judeo-Christian roots. The United States has weekly church attendance of about 39%, according to one poll. Canada has about 20%, and the United Kingdom and France only about 12%. So we still have a strong Judeo-Christian value system that continues to be resilient.
Yeah, and as Don Fetter points out, our religious convictions run deep all the way back to our founding, from the Declaration of Independence, as you and I have noted over and over again, Matt. Our founding fathers understood that, as opposed to places like France, the United Kingdom, elsewhere, that we are, quote, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And, you know, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Even Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his D-Day prayer, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty crusade to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Matt, our understanding that our rights come from God, not from man, not from government, is why this nation has existed as long as it has, and why we have the freedoms that we do. In France, where governments are willy-nilly, they come and where rights are given to you by the whims of those who are in control, people lose their heads to the guillotine when they get tired of what's going on. But in the United States, our rights come from God. We, at least for now, still recognize that reality.
Yes, and number four in Don Fetter's article is, Americans have preserved their fighting spirit. Since 9/11, he writes, over 1 million young Americans have answered their nation's call to duty. And this is obviously a voluntary enlistment program. You would think with some of the wars that we have fought that you wouldn't have that many, and yet people are still going to the military to defend our country. And number five is, resilience is an American value. And I'll just quote for what he says, pound us, pummel us, pulverize us, and we always bounce back. We've survived foreign invasion. We beat the best army in the world to win our independence, a bloody Civil War, the Great Depression, any number of recessions, two world wars, and Korea, Vietnam, and an ideological assault on the once great party gone rogue. We have continued to survive no matter where the body blows have come. America still has a level of resilience and that fighting American spirit.
Yeah, and number six, Don points out, reality can't be evaded forever. He says it wasn't its command of economy or military overreach or the lack of will to maintain rule by an ideology no one really believed in anymore. It was reality that doomed the Soviet Union and leftism, communism, Marxism, the isms of the left, Matt. You know, as Fetter points out, the left's chickens are coming home to roost. They're coming in with feathers flying, squawking madly. And as he points out, you know, we see what's happening with the Baltimore riots, the Ferguson riots, and so forth. Liberalism's destruction of the black family and other things, their chickens are coming home to roost, Matt. And the reality is that conservatism is the antidote to those problems.
And number seven is, the nation that blesses Israel in turn will be blessed. And, of course, Don Fetter is a Jew. He says, no country has better been a friend of the Jews and supportive of Israel than America. In 2013, BBC poll said 51% of Americans said that they had mainly a positive view of Israel. I think it's much higher than that, frankly, of the people that I speak to. He says Americans were Zionists before Israel existed. John Adams, our second president, first vice president, says, I will insist that the Hebrews have done more to civilize man than any other religion. And John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, his son, said that one day the Jews would again live in their homeland as a sovereign people. Elias Boudinot says, who knows, but that America was raised up to be able to help Israel come back and the Jewish people to their homeland. And in fact, that was written in the 1800s, and they did, May 15, 1948. Israel has been a strong ally of America, and even though our administrations sometimes are not the best articulators of that, the American people still support Israel, and I think it's important to do so. There is hope for America, and as I said at the beginning of the program, with God, nothing is impossible. We were born and born again for these times. Yes, these times are difficult, but these are our times. We were born and born again for this moment. While there's gloom and doom, with Christ, with God, nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Continue to maintain that positive spirit. Pray for America. Pray for our future. And get involved. Get educated. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have an online program published and produced by our New Revolution Institute. I encourage you to ask Liberty Counsel about that. You can call 800-671-1776 to learn more about how you can become educated through our online program on Judeo-Christian worldview, on political activism, on the role and purpose of government, and many, many more areas to be educated. You have to understand our values and how to connect the dots, and then you can move forward. Not only be educated, but be activated. You can do that by joining with Liberty Council in many of our resources. Go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com for more information. Continue to pray for the ministry. Check out our online store of a lot of books and other options for you to be educated. And continue to support this ministry with your tax-deductible financial contributions. Stay in tune and make a difference.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.